Good evening, friends. I was talking with a soldier just back from Korea on the Army's rotation plan. He was a boy of 19, but I'd better call him a man, because he'd been in the thick of the fighting there since last summer. I asked him how the morale of our men in Korea was. Excellent, he replied promptly and with enthusiasm. Then I told him we often heard it said that the men in Korea don't know what they're fighting for. I asked him whether he thought that was true. Yes, he replied, I think it is. Most of us don't know what we're fighting for. After I got to thinking about those answers, they seemed to be contradictory. How could morale be high if these men didn't know what their fighting and hurting and dying was all about? Then I got to wondering if soldiers in any war, most soldiers anyway, really have understood what they've been fighting for. Perhaps it was a little clearer in World War II than it usually has been, but even in that war, you wonder whether men battling on the other side of the globe quite understood why they were yanked out of their everyday existence to fight and die in some jungle thousands of miles away. And the men in World War I, how much did that magic phrase, saving the world for democracy, really mean to most of them? How about those men who enlisted to liberate the Cubans back in 1898 and found themselves fighting to suppress a Filipino insurrection? And in the Civil War, did the men of the North understand whether it was a war to save the Union or a war to free the slaves? Lots of speeches were made today paying tribute to our soldier dead. The orators proclaimed that they fought for freedom, for the rights of man, to check aggression, to create a better world, and other similar high-flown ideals. Perhaps some of those who died did understand why, but the chances are that the vast majority did not. Maybe they enlisted because of patriotism or emotionalism or social pressure or love of adventure or some other reason. Or maybe they were drafted and sent to the front, not having any choice in the matter. They fought because they had to fight in order to survive. They fought out of loyalty to their comrades or on occasion to their leaders. They were brave because real men are brave in battle. Maybe underneath they're scared, but that's suppressed. They did their part of the job and more because it was their turn, and it was the decent thing to do. I read something that an American soldier said about Memorial Day, an American soldier lying on a hospital bed in Japan. He had been captured by the Chinese, and he said they treated him as well as they could. They gave him to eat what they had to eat and gave him clothing. One night, an American plane came over and strafed the house in which he and his comrades, along with their Chinese captors, were sleeping. That's how he got his wound. They let him return to our lines. He was from Mattoon, Illinois, and he remembered from boyhood marching in the Memorial Day parades and hearing the orators talk about patriotism, but he couldn't remember a single word they ever said. Here's what he said about Memorial Day. He said that to him, Memorial Day is a day when we ought to remember the decent men of all nations who have died fighting. The men who fought because it was their job, because of a loyalty to somebody or something that maybe they didn't understand at all. They should be honored, said this GI, not because they fought on this side or that, for this cause or that cause, for this country or that country, but because they were good soldiers, decent guys who somehow got into battle and were killed doing what they had to do. It's a good thought for Memorial Day, 1951. Good night.